And you're listening to Binary Voice. My name is Brenno de Winter. You can listen to us at 92.6 FM. In London, there are 16,000 policemen trying to regain power over the city. And so far, more than 1,000 arrests have been made. In the Netherlands, a court case is currently ongoing between Apple and Samsung, trying to ban the Galaxy models from the Dutch market. The impact of this case might be European, and that's why we closely watch it. We have a reporter outside the courtroom, and we are trying to reach him at the moment. But he has just been kicked out of the courtroom, and we don't really know why at the moment. You can follow him at Andreas Udo. And he just wrote that they're back in, so we can't call him right now, but we'll do that definitely at a later moment. Today, I also had an interview with the Dutch Forensic Institute. They have a tool they use to work with images and get evidence out of that. I spoke to a bloke called Erwin, and he wants to remain called Erwin. And basically, that's... Listen to that. and so far the Dutch Forensic Institute. It was kind of an interesting tool. I've looked at it myself, and was kind of impressive to see. One of the cool things was that at a certain point they showed the screenshots of an iPhone, because when you press the home button, they make a screenshot, and that is basically made smaller and smaller and smaller until it disappears. But that basically means that if you're in your email, for instance, you press the home button, on your iPhone will be evidence left. Well, that is something that this Giraffe tool can basically fetch from that. And of course, very embarrassing if you use an iPhone. Well, it's time to have some music right now, and that's some cool, neat rock. And that always happens to me when I'm in the Netherlands. Nothing happens, and as soon as you get on a train, you get a phone call, and somebody gives you a tip that two big parties are going to fight with one another. The first party, that is Apple, and the second party is Samsung. Apple wants all the galaxies of the market in the Netherlands, and basically claims that there is copyright infringement and patent infringement. And in a summary judgment, they try to achieve that for at least 1 month. That is, of course, a very interesting case to follow. And yesterday, my colleague Andreas Udo de Haas was just out of court. And let us play that back because we're hoping to get him into the broadcast later. But then you know what the case is all about again and what happened yesterday. Yeah, and that is basically what Andreas had to tell us yesterday. So far, it's been silent out of court, so we haven't really spoken to him. Ultimately, what is... Oh, wait. The hearing is just over, and it is unclear what will happen. The judge will rule on September 15th, and if there is an injunction, then it will be no sooner than October 13th. So we'll try to get him on the line, and in the meantime, listen to some well-deserved music. Hij gaat over.
Hallo?
Andreas, hier is Brenno.
Hallo?
Andreas, dit is Brenno.
Hallo?
Andreas, dit is Germany calling. Oh gosh.
Anybody there?
One second, Andreas. Okay, I don't know if Andreas can hear me, but we are definitely working on trying to get him. I hope he doesn't hang up. Did he hang up?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it again. And in the meantime, waarom hoort hij niks? Nou, ik zal wel even iets, ik zal iets opzetten ondertussen.
Hallo?
Andreas? Hallo Andreas.
Ik hoor helemaal niks. I'm not hearing anything.
We are working on that. Ja, Andreas?
Broken.
Okay, the setup is broken. We are going to fix that for now and switch back to music. Switch back to music, I guess.
test. 1, 2, test. 1, 2, test. Check. 1, 2, mic. 1, 2, check. Test. 1, 2. Ja, ik weet niet of deze nou doorkomt, maar dat komt goed.
Yes, and you're still listening to Binary Voice 92.6 FM, currently in deadly panic because we don't have the studio guest we were anticipating, and in the meantime we have problems with our Skype connection. We are working on that, so we'll do one more song and then back on with the show. Sorry for all the inconvenience. and you're still listening to 92.6 FM, the well-planned show that has all the guests that currently are running away, Skype setups that are failing. So unfortunately, I am going to leave you with one more song, but it seems that Psychic has nearly got the Skype setup fixed, so hopefully we'll be back soon.
Check. Heb je hem gemute of wat? Wacht. One, two. Check. One. Check. Check. One, two. Check. One, two. Check. Check, check. One, two. Nothing. Check. Okay, we go. Skype. No Skype information. Check. Hij is overstuur?
Ja, maar mij uit geduurd toch?
En is mono?
Ja, maakt niet uit, geduurd toch?
Maar is hij mono?
Ja, natuurlijk is hij mono.
Ja, oké, maar normaal gesproken hoor je hem toch stereo?
Ja, hij is mono.
Oké. Okay.
Hij doet het al, deed je die stem ook?
Ja, ja. Doe even voor het zekerheid opnieuw, want ik hoor alleen maar, ik hoor heel veel muziek erin.
Blijf sterk.
Ja, hij overstuurde ontzettend. Die ja. VoIP. Ja. 2 minuten. Volgens mij gaat het werken.
Oh, nee.
Ja. Ik heb hier ook, hè? Of niet?
Nee, ik hoor je dat niet.
1, 2, 1, 2, check. One. Oh. Nou, dat is 10 seconden, hè?
Zeg
wat
ping.
Say what? Ping! Ping, check. Ping. Ching. We zijn even de echo-test aan het testen. Test. 1 test, 2 test. Check. Mic. 1, 2. Another one. Hmm, ja. Volgens mij krijgt... Andrees hem straks al heel hard binnen.
Ja,
heb je misschien...
Ja,
ah!
Ben een beetje
hard. Ja, dat was hij van mij. My bad.
Bla bla bla.
Boefenen, ja.
Oh.
Ja, ja, Nederland.
Oh.
Oh. Dan kan ik deze laten zien.
Is het al ringing?
Oh, hij staat al open.
Oh,
in gesprek.
Oké. Wacht heel even tot we zo wel bereiken.
Zal ik jouw dag openschuiven?
Good afternoon. This is still Binary Force 92.6 FM. And if everything works, I am now talking to Andreas.
Hi. Hey.
Yes, I am absolutely hearing you correctly. Andreas Ododehaas, and you are with Webwereld, part of IDG. You have been in court all day. What did you do? Yeah, but this is like a summary judgment, right? That is in Rapid Claims Court. As we heard, you tell yesterday, and we repeated that audio today. Has the judge the time to look at all these patents into great detail? You know, that is kind of strange, you know, because one of your tweets today, it was about the size and the shape of the iPad, basically, and the iPhone. And I believe that Samsung said, like, hey, listen, this shape was there before, even before the iPhone. Man, and you know, I'm puzzled about the fact that the Netherlands all of a sudden is such an important country where this struggle is ongoing. Thank you. I would bet that they would, you know. This is really about the big money, of course, ongoing. But yeah. Hey, and yesterday at a certain point you said like, okay, they were going through pieces of the source code of Android. In my opinion, that is basically the definition of a software patent. Yeah, the business method. Okay, that is kind of funny. I had something else in your timeline today that puzzled me a lot. At a certain point, you said like at the heart of the case there are three patents. Then Samsung says we also have a lot of patents, and then at a certain point, basically Samsung demanded a trial behind closed doors.